The 21st of February 2022. My name is Jane and this is SDCLLL episode number 3. We're talking today about how to start a business with only cord. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
You have been trained, you have a lot of experience behind you, and now you are ready to take the next step, open your own electrical business. Look at those who have already started the electrical business and learn from their successes and mistakes. This guide will help you develop a strategic, step-by-step approach to starting and managing your electrical engineering business. Your bank or other lender often has small business experts to guide you through the process of starting an electrical business and will be available on an ongoing basis to give you guidance. If this path interests you, check out the SBA Small Business Investment Company program. Read the B-Plans funding guide to learn more about how to access funding, or consider starting a side business so you can earn that startup capital yourself. You may not have the cash to start a business, so you should seek funding from other sources. Starting a business can be expensive and almost always requires an initial cash outlay. Startups can start with little or no funding and have the potential to scale. Many founders need outside seed funding to start and run their businesses. From the day you start building your business to the day you can make consistent profits, you need seed capital to fund your business and growth. Sector is one of the businesses that will require you to meet several investors before you can launch your startup. This is one of those activities that you probably wouldn't do without prior experience, whether it's a business you've been dreaming of for years or an idea you've recently come up with. You need to make a plan before you dive into it completely. Before you start planning, make sure you have a clear idea of what you want business to be. A business plan is not only how you start doing something, it is your strategy and tactics for growing your business. First, it's a plan of how you'll start, run, and grow your business, which you can look back on and compare yourself to. A business plan is the best way to take a step back, look at your idea as a whole, and solve problems that have been around for years before you start getting bogged down. It covers what your business will sell, how it will be structured, what the market will look like, how you intend to market your product or service, what funding will you need, what your financial projections are, and what licensing, leases and more will be required. Multiple files. Before you start writing a business plan, think carefully about what makes your business unique. Start by testing your plan and moving on to a business model that works for you. For example, consider how you would like to structure your business ownership. So when you're done, find a pattern that stands out. If you're doing your homework, there seems to be a need for the business you're starting. This usually involves starting a business from home, and like all great business ideas, it all starts with satisfying a need. In this chapter, you will learn how to get an idea for a company, how to understand what you want to do and how to act on it. Getting an idea is as easy as keeping up with the latest exciting events, they always pop up. To show the range of potential businesses you can start with for less than $100, let's start with the unlikely. Starting an online business might be the obvious choice, but it might surprise you that you can start a business for less than $100. From there, you can build local clients and start hiring others to work for your business. To turn this business into a decent income, you will eventually need employees or subcontractors. Required licenses and permits vary from company to company, so make sure you have everything you need before opening a store. Most businesses must be licensed at both the state and local levels, and many also require professional licenses. You will likely need licenses wherever you do business, not only where you live. If there is something you would like to sell, make sure you know how to start a business from home, make sure you have space to store all your items, and create an online account with the post office to maximize delivery. Simple. Maybe. Just make sure you bring your business plan with you because no one will lend you money if you can't show them you have a plan. Forget about business cards or ask travel agencies to recommend you a guide. Apart from the fact that you must be registered as a legal entity, all you really need to get started is a
home office, a good internet connection, and a great entrepreneurial environment. From government registration to spreading the word about your business to making key financial decisions, here's an overview of what you need to do to start a successful business. It's rare that you have all the skills you need to open and run a business, especially if you're doing it for the first time. To get it successfully, you need to be clear about how you will be spending every penny, so make sure you have a solid business plan in place before applying. Now you have all the tools and equipment ready to go. Your business plan looks solid and shiny, and that new work vehicle can't wait to hit the road.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Jane and this was episode 3 of SDC LLL. See y'all next time.